It's a good question. I mean, we do have to remember that Jesus was God in the flesh. Mm. I mean, like, it's his very nature to be that. You know, don't forget, God loved us so much that Jesus was sent to die for us. Now, because Jesus is God, it's part of his nature, you know, it does come naturally to him. So when the kids came to Jesus, others tried to send them away, and he said, no. You know, for us, of course, we're not Jesus. And being loving doesn't come naturally.
Yeah.
You know, some do it better than others, but mm-hmm. we all have to work at it. That is our goal, to be more like Jesus, to be more loving like him, to really, to mirror who he is to a lost and dying world. So, you know, we have to press on, like it says in scripture, you know, taking on that attitude of the servant like Jesus did. You know, the creator, sustainer came as a servant. Mm-hmm. So we start right there.
I'd be really curious to find out, though, how many people just assume, okay, you know what? I don't necessarily like this person or that person. Or maybe they say, I'm not really the loving type. I'd be curious to know how many people actually say, okay, this is an area where I need work on, so I'm actually going to put in the work, as opposed to, oh, you know what? I'm just not that type of person, you know, and kind of just throw it off to the side.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say, I'm just not that type of person. Well, so what? You know, to be blunt, so what?
Have you said that to your kids?
No.
You know what, Dad? I can't. No. So what? Back to your room.
But I mean, like, that is literally what God would say to that person.
Yeah.
So what if you're not, you know, a quote unquote loving person?
Yeah.
You know, the command is to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, the ultimate command is to love the Lord your God. And then the second, like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the command is there. It's not a choice. You know, we are commanded to love.